Good morning. This is Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. You know, last time we talked about the holiday season, and I've got to thinking today, you know what? Traveling with your pet is part of that holiday season. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. A few things that I think you need to remember, and that is, first off, you need to be able to identify your dog. Well, how do you do that when you're traveling? You can't call a neighbor and say, isn't this my dog? So you really ought to have a picture of your dog with you. In case it gets lost, you can show the picture to people and say, have you seen my dog? You need to record its rabies tag number. You need to also record its microchip number if you have one. And whatever you do, make sure you take your vaccination records with you. If you have to board someplace, or if you have to go in a motel, sometimes they ask you for the rabies certificate or the vaccination certificate. So make sure you have those things with you as you travel. Any of you that are going into Canada, remember your dog has to be vaccinated within 1 year of going into Canada. The one thing you want to also find out, is your destination ready for your pet? Well, what's your destination? Maybe it's a motel room. Make sure that you know the rules of the motel. Can't leave your dog in the room unattended. Can't leave the dog in the room even in a kennel. Or can you leave it there? What about the people you go to visit? Do they have a pet? How does their pet deal with your dog or cat? And also, is there room for another litter box, or can they run together outside? Do they have a place for it to go to the bathroom? Are there restrictions in their town about how many animals can be in a house at the same time? So I think if they have a pet in their house, it's probably pretty well pet-proofed. However, if your destination is not pet-proofed, it's something you need to be concerned about. So what do you need to take along? One of the things I think you need to take along is food and water. Yes, I said food and water. Water changes across the country. Some places it's very hard. Some places it's not hard. Some people use softeners in their homes, and your dog ends up drinking soft water, which does have some sodium in it, which may change their drinking habits, may give them diarrhea. Hard water will also give you diarrhea after 2 or 3 days if you're not used to it. So you need to take the food and maybe consider the water, or at least buy distilled water when you get there, or some type of bottled water for your animals so that they don't have too much of a change in their food and their drinking habits. Most of you are going to go by car. Well, I just heard a story in Dear Abby today. The lady was driving in her car. She looked down at her iPad and she rear-ended a car ahead of her. Her airbags deployed. Well, so did the one on the right, because her big golden retriever was sitting in the passenger seat. Because he was sitting in the passenger seat, it was above 40 pounds, the airbag deployed, scared the devil out of the dog, the window was down, the dog jumped out of the window into the traffic and got hit by a car. Now, you thought this was great to take your dog for a little jaunt with you, but you did not take the precautions you should. So what should you do? First off, animals should always be in the back seat. If they're not going to stay in the back seat, they need to be tied in the back seat. They have restraints where you can use the existing seat belts to control your dog in the back seat, which is an excellent idea. Definitely should not hold them on your lap. I see that in Atlantic Iowa very, very often. I've got a little dog right in my lap. You're trying to drive the steering wheel and turn the turn signals, and your dog is popping around in and out of your lap. It's just not a good idea. And if you do happen to have a rat and that airbag deploys on your pet, sitting on your lap, probably your pet is going to be killed. So be aware of that, and please don't put them in the front seat with you. You can also put them in a kennel. If they're small enough, put a kennel in your back seat, put them in the kennel. They'll probably just be happy as a lark just to go with you. The next thing that you can do is, if your dog has problems with traveling, you can either use tranquilizers or Dramamine. If your dog gets car sick, some dogs do better if they can look out. Some dogs do better if they cannot look out. So you're going to have to decide what your dog will do and what it won't do to best decide which medicines you need. Give us a call out at the office at 2121 and we're going to be able to take care of you. When you're traveling, you have to stop and take breaks. When you're my age, you have to stop and take breaks more often. And maybe if you have an older dog, he has to stop and take breaks a little more often too. When you stop to take a break, do not let your dog out of the car without a leash. First off, it's dangerous. Secondly, he may take off because it's a strange place. And because it's a strange place, he may have trouble finding his way back to you. So never, ever let your dog out of the car without a leash. be with him. Don't tie him out someplace. Just stay with him, and don't forget to take all of your paperwork with you. It's going to save you a lot of time and perhaps some money. Might even save my staff some time and energy faxing information to you wherever you are. You need any help? Want more suggestions? Give us a call at the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. The phone number is always 243-2121. Thank you for listening.